This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Umar Pagan, I'm PK Pagan, and this is the Evening Edition. Now, here's a question for you. Do you think parenting can be taught? Or is it a more learn-as-you-go process? Why don't you tweet in your answers to @BFMRadio while I get on the line with Jamila Samyan. She is the author of the popular Cool Mom, Super Dad and Leadership in Parenting books and has years of experience in supporting educators and parents in the realities of parenthood. Now, we're talking about this because it comes at the back of a report released by The Guardian a month ago about how people really felt about parenting classes and what the success rate was. Needless to say, and skepticism aside, the rate was understandably high. In a judgmental world where parents fear for their child's well-being and safety, to whom can this group of highly strung adults turn to? Jamila, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Before we dive in, could you talk to us about this thing you do, engaging with parents and giving them a chance to voice their thoughts and opinions about parenting? Why did you start all of this?
But if we were to come from the notion that are parenting lessons only for those who come from troubled families, well, I would like to say that I was a troubled parent myself once upon a time. Until I realized, unless things change, unless I change, things aren't going to get better. My point is that it's not that my family was troubled. It's me who was having trouble raising my child. In fact, in my first book, Cool Mom, Super Dad, I actually wrote the story of how a teenage son of mine ran away from home. That was many, many years ago. And that was what pushed me into becoming an advocate for parenting lessons. I realized that I could have done a much better job if I had the correct strategies, better skills, better knowledge of raising children. So parenting lessons are not only for those who have issues raising their offspring. They might come from troubled families, but not necessarily so. And there are also parents who take parenting lessons simply because they want to do a better job in parenting.
And I can imagine when you first got into this, it was probably during a time when help wasn't necessarily available here locally, am I right?
There might have been, but I was not aware at that time. You know, I was just lost. And sometimes trying to find solutions to what you think is your unique problem is not that straightforward. You know, you might talk to some other people who are at different levels. And sometimes it takes, I would say it takes courage to actually open up. And this is the other thing as well, trying to find somebody who is comfortable, that who you feel comfortable enough to actually share your parenting issues. But if you do not pluck up that courage, how are you going to resolve whatever issues you have? It's always the first step. You know, the first step is always the hardest. And the more I share what's in my book, the more I realize that people are actually having the same issues. And as unique as these problems are, you know, parenting is, I wouldn't say there is a solution to everything, because some problems could be so complex that it might take months or years to actually resolve themselves. But at the same time, if you take one step at a time, and trying to implement little changes, then you are more likely to succeed. Sometimes we also have this issue of lack of consistency. When you are raising a child, you are actually dealing with a human being, and it takes time for that little child of yours, that teenager of yours, to actually be convinced that you are a different person. You know, that you are not the person you were yesterday or 3 months ago. But eventually, it's very, very likely. You have a very strong chance that things will change if you change. But it has to start with you, the parent.
We all know that parenting can be a daunting experience, but do you think it can be taught the same way a subject is taught in schools?
Well, the way I see it, the purpose of parenting is to inspire children and youths to become the best they can be, you know, to grow up as gifts to humanity and to be able to contribute, benefit their own parents, families, and communities. So the answer to the first question, can parentingly taught? Most definitely, yes. I'm a strong believer in that. And the next question is how? Having a classroom setting is one. Online classes is another. And you could also have coaching circles where smaller groups of parents can discuss their parenting issues with a facilitator, you know, create a safe environment where parents who really need help feel confident enough to open up and receive the help that they need. Or at the very least, they feel supported when they hear that other parents might also be facing difficulties or challenges that are quite similar to what they are facing. But a common issue is that many parents do not see the need for parenting lessons until it's too late. So in parenting, what you do not know can and will hurt you, not just you, but your child as well, and your sense of self-worth as a person, especially if we associate our success in life with parenting. And I've seen many cases where parents face serious problems in raising their children. It could have been a U-turn if they had known better much earlier. And yes, there are such things as effective parenting strategies, proven strategies, timeless strategies that work well in many situations. For example, there's the power of encouragement, the simple yet critical ways of connecting with children through words, touch, and positive gestures, how to have conversations with little children, understanding children when they are developing at different ages and stages, effective ways of dealing with sibling rivalry, differences between development of girls and boys, understanding all this can actually empower practically every parent.
So, as you said, parenting can be taught in any setting, whether it's in a classroom or online. Now, is it something that's at all practiced here in Malaysia?
I would say up to a level, but it's not covering enough ground. And I do believe that if we are to be brave enough, if we realize how much effective parenting can actually color our future, I believe that there will be much more concerted effort to actually make it happen, make parenting lessons available to our people out there, to all Malaysians who need it. And it's not just making it available, you know, make them feel that, yes, they need it. The problem is that sometimes those who come to parenting lessons are already good in parenting. They just want to do better. And there are parents out there who really need these parenting lessons, but are not even aware that they need it. You see, depending on how serious the situation is, it is possible that even a two-hour class can make a difference, provided the parent truly understands what's being taught and how to implement what they learn. So let me give you an example. In more recent classes, my husband and I, we run our parenting lessons together, parenting classes together. We have been using the Mentimeter, where learners could immediately give feedback pre and post, before and after the parenting lesson. And you could see how the confidence levels jump for both moms and dads. Suddenly, they see light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's like a light bulb has been switched on. Some parents come to class confused, overwhelmed, and they leave feeling more empowered. They see more options to respond to situations. And once you understand the bigger picture, you'll be able to apply them immediately. You are able to see your child in a new light, how you see your children, your relationship with them, how you interact with them, your expectations, your confidence level will increase, and you're able to relax more, become less anxious. But that doesn't mean that in parenting there's one-size-fits-all solutions. It doesn't work like that, because each parenting issue is as unique as the parents facing them. But with the right understanding, you are far, far more likely to succeed. It's like the toolbox. how do you build a house if all you have is a hammer and a nail? You need the entire toolbox to make things work.
But within our Malaysian or maybe Asian mindset, seeking help for your own well-being doesn't come naturally among us. It's only now that we're seeing conversations encouraging discussions on mental health. Do you think Malaysians will warm up to this idea of a parenting class?
Well, to be honest, I've been in this area of providing parenting lessons, seminars, workshops and whatnot for more than a decade. And there has been not much change in terms of interest. I dare say parenting lessons are not a priority for many parents, right? So in many cases, these troubled parents who are having issues raising their children, they're not even aware that their parenting issues can be resolved. Yeah. But having said that, mothers in general are more likely to warm up to the idea. But the fathers are a different story. In almost every program that I went to or facilitated, majority of learners are mothers. There are too few men out there who see themselves as part of the solution. But it can be hard for the mothers to change things when the fathers are out of the picture. So what we need is more father involvement across all races, better synergy between moms and dads. But back to your question, how to, you know, make them more encouraged, how to push, I really don't have a magic answer to that.
Join me again after the news, where parenting author Jamila Samian and I discuss the further complexities of parenthood and whether it is our culture and mindset that needs an overhaul. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with me, Umar Paganampake Pagan. We're talking today about parenting this evening and whether it's something that can be taught and learned. Would you register yourself for a parenting class because you want to improve your skills, or would you scoff at the mere mention of a class being in existence? My guest this evening is Jamila Samian, the author of the popular Cool Mom, Super Dad and Leadership in Parenting books. She's been advocating support for parents and educators when it comes to the realities of parenthood. And before the news, we were talking about how Malaysians are still a closed-up lot when it comes to dealing with emotions. 2017 was a big year in mental health because people and organisations came forward with the acknowledgement that it was a serious issue and that Malaysians needed help. And just like any other stresses, parenting stress can often lead to a breakdown. The stress of parenting has been around since time immemorial, but most parents will reluctantly tell you that they don't know what's wrong or what's right, because the assumption is that they should know. And while this is a universal problem, it seems as if some Western countries have it better because there is a strong community bond for this to work. And that is probably one criticism that would be levied if the idea were to take off here. Do you think that's a fair comment?
I have lived abroad, and I'm not too sure if that is true for all communities beyond the shores of Malaysia, because if you go to the UK, it's quite different. You go to the US, it's quite different. But perhaps to an extent, Malaysians tend to be more private in terms of things like this. So we have this kind of a loss of, loss of face if you were to share with other people about our problems. But we need to realize that, you know, when you share, it's not just a matter of you opening up your shortcoming. It's not that, actually. Because when you share, the other person is also likely to feel, hey, you know, I face that problem too. Or sometimes it's not even talking to an expert. It could be somebody who has had years of parenting experience, like your grandmother or your own mother, you know, whom you see did a better job in parenting, who had a more successful record of parenting. It could be as simple as that, or acknowledging that, okay, maybe, you know, I've been using the same strategy for 2 or 3 years, it doesn't work. So is there somebody that I can ask that could actually throw light on this issue that I'm facing? Or it could be as simple as going to a bookstore and trying to find a book that makes sense to me. Because sometimes, as complicated or as complex a problem may sound, sometimes a simple solution can work wonders. So, you know, don't give up hope. I think hope is so important for all the parents out there who might be facing whatever problems that they are facing.
And hope is easily diminished for doubts to creep in even before someone becomes a parent, right? I mean, we've heard about how the judging begins when a couple is expecting, whether it's the idealistic expectations the couple has on themselves or from those around them. How do expectant parents keep up?
It depends, actually. I think that it's more available now compared to many years ago. The issue like breastfeeding, for instance, I know that there are consultants, breastfeeding consultants who make their services available in hospitals in Malaysia. I happen to know some who are good. And these people, they actually don't make you feel any lesser. You know, they don't judge you because you are unable to breastfeed and things like that. And I think at the very heart of the issue is trying to find, it would be good to have a support network even before we have a baby, especially the first one, you know, where we try to surround ourselves, or maybe, you know, maybe we are not able to do that. Surround ourselves with people who are supportive could mean needing a lot of people, but maybe at least a few people who have gone through challenges in having their babies, raising their children. So at least that kind of color our expectations and making sure that we feel encouraged rather than being judged. I think that's really important because sometimes the solutions are just not there. It's just a matter of dealing with our own emotions and trying to accept things as they are and making sure that whatever we are going through, it doesn't make us any less of a person.
Jamila, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are about the parenting we see today. Kids these days are born into a world of modern tech where Google is their encyclopedia and making friends is easier done online than in person. There is definitely a difference in how parenting is done today compared to before, but are there some traits of today's generation of parenting that you find could be improved on?
I was talking to a youth not too long ago, and I was raising this issue of how, you know, family members are not actually connecting with each other during family times, dinner times and whatnot. And he said, what is the difference between then and now? I mean, at that time, many years ago, you might not have social media, but you have newspapers, you know. You know, the father would be looking at the newspaper absentmindedly and the kids might be eating dinner by themselves. So, but having said that, yes, actually, social media is a powerful tool that is coloring our minds, not just our minds, but the minds of the young ones. I would say the social media, it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. And the reason why, you know, the parents and the children are not really connecting with each other during dinner time, during key times, I would say, I'm not saying don't use social media, but there are key times that parents and children should connect with one another. It happens because of lack of understanding of how disconnection at key times can actually have adverse effects on the parent-child relationship, especially when the children are growing. I remember having a conversation with this doctor, and she is a pediatrician, and she said that she has been dealing with kids for more than 40 years, a very experienced pediatrician, and she said that they are not talking to these children. They have language issues, basically, very limited vocabulary because the parents are just not talking to them. And again, it comes back to parenting lessons. Sometimes, you know, we can easily be duped into thinking that by giving all these gadgets, it's so easy to babysit these children because it really does keep them quiet. You know, it works like magic. It gives you that eerie feeling sometimes. You just give them that and suddenly they become very quiet. And it's not normal, not natural at all for a 10-month-old to behave like that. But that's how it is. By becoming aware, by becoming smarter, you know, of when, of the pluses and the minuses, the benefits and the adverse effects of social media, I believe that the smart young parents of today can make wiser decisions, wiser choices. And on that note, they will be more able to raise a better future generation for the sake of a better Malaysia and the world in general.
What would you say to parents out there who probably feel hopeless on the parenting front or are probably of the opinion that they don't need any help because they don't recognize that a casual conversation would work?
It takes time to actually look at the mirror and be honest with yourself. Sometimes it can be so hard because I think we Asians, well, we Malaysians, you know, if you're like me, it might take years to actually look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I really have to do something different, but I'm really lost. I don't know what to do, and I really need to find somebody or something that can guide me on how to do things better. So I would say, don't wait for it. Just find that thing or find that person, read a book or read something online. If it doesn't make sense, then talk to a friend or a counselor or anybody. It doesn't reduce you as a person. It's just so human. You know, that's part of being human. And rather than waiting for something that can become more complex, more complicated over so many years, you will not regret it, believe me. You'll not regret it. If you take the time, no matter how busy or how overwhelmed you are, if you take the time and the effort to actually understand your child better, understand yourself better, understand your personal history or how you could raise your child better, you will be a much more happier person, I can guarantee you.
Jamila, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was my guest, Jamila Samian, the author of the popular Cool Mom, Super Dad and Leadership in Parenting books, and has years of global experience in supporting educators and parents in the realities of parenthood. If you missed any part of this program, you can always listen to this interview again in its entirety by downloading this Evening Edition podcast through our BFM app that you can find on Google Play and on Apple's App Store. Stay tuned for more of the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.